And welcome to Unza Radio Main News broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, Ministry of Education rolls out digital learning for out-of-school adolescents. River Bridge completed in Sanzala, said to boost economy. In international news, hundreds killed in Sudan landslide, UN says. In sports news, Ntala names 34-member provisional squad for under-20 World Cup qualifiers.
Things happen when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
With the news in detail, my name is Precious Piri. In local news, the Ministry of Education, in collaboration with VVOB Zambia and other partners, has spent approximately $794,000 on the Digital School Project, which targets out-of-school adolescents. The project, valued at $2.9 million, is currently being piloted in Kafue, Lusaka, and Chiwombo district, and aims to provide literacy and numeracy through digital learning platforms. Ministry of Education Principal Public Relations Officer Clive Kalunga has disclosed that 558 tablets have been distributed so far, with each device shared among three learners to maximize reach and accessibility. Kalunga has emphasized that the initiative is designed to provide flexible learner-centered education for adolescents who have dropped out of school, helping them build foundational skills and potentially re-enter formal education and vocational training. The project is part of a broader effort to reach over 3,500 out-of-school adolescents nationwide using technology-enabled learning and boot camps to prepare them for grade 7 national exams. President Hichilema has described as hurtful the decision by donors to abruptly withdraw aid from the health sector. Speaking at State House this morning, when the Church's Health Association of Zambia, CHAZ, and Church Mother Bodies paid a courtesy call on him, President Hichilema has said, while the decision is painful, the country must now focus on finding solutions rather than dwelling on the negative aspect of the decision. The head of state has stressed the need for stronger partnership between government and the church to caution the gap left by the withdrawal of aid. He said no citizen should be left vulnerable, noting that the government is exploring sustainable avenues such as growing the economy to enhance the procurement of medication. President Hichilema also emphasized the importance of working with the church to clean up what he termed as a cancer in the health sector, citing ongoing investigations at the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supply Agency, ZAMSA. Bishop Evansi Chinyamba, leader of the delegation from the Mongol Catholic, has reaffirmed the church's commitment to partnering with government in delivering quality health services, and has thanked the UPND government for consistent deliveries in the church health sector since assuming office. And still in local news, the Ministry of Health has announced that the indoor residue spraying IRS exercise will commence on September 15th, 2025, targeting 30 selected districts across Zambia. National Malaria Elimination Center Assistant Director Charles Fanaka has confirmed that insecticides have already been distributed to all participating districts in preparation for the campaign. The IRS initiative is part of Zambia's broader strategy to reduce malaria transmission by treating indoor surfaces where mosquitoes rest. Meanwhile, the Zambia Medicine and Medical Supply Agency, ZAMSA, has begun its annual mosquito net distribution nationwide. According to ZAMSA Public Relations Manager Bradley Chingobe, over 440,000 insecticide treated mosquito nets are currently being distributed in the Eastern Province, with additionally consignments expected to reach over regions in the coming weeks. These efforts are aligned with Zambia's goal to eliminate malaria and improve community health outcomes, especially in high-risk areas. Windows of Hope Foundation Executive Director Moses Sakala has called on the government to revive the process of including social economies and cultural rights in Zambia's Bill of Rights. Sakala has emphasized that the inclusion of these second-generation rights is critical and enhancing development and ensuring that citizens have equitable access to social and economic services. He notes that embedding these rights in the Constitution would empower communities, promote accountability, and strengthen Zambia's community to inclusive growth. Sakala made the appeal amid ongoing discussions around constitutional reforms and the need to align national policies with the lived realities of Zambians. And finally, in local news, Msanzala Member of Parliament Elias Daka says the construction of Bailey Bridge on the Lusangazi River along the Petauke Lusangazi Road will significantly boost economic activities in the constituency. Daka has explained that residents had been incurring high transport costs by using the Ukwimi Cinder route to connect to Petauke due to the lack of a direct crossing. Road Development Agency, RDA, Eastern Province Engineer Luwananji Sikombe has confirmed that the bridge construction is completed, with only auxiliary works remaining, which are expected to be finalized within 1 to 2 weeks. The new bridge, funded at a cost of 4.8 million, is expected to reconnect communities that were previously cut off during the rainy season and reduce travel distance from 120 kilometers to just 65 kilometers. We now take a short break. Due to Kami's international and sports news, don't go away.
With Showmax, it's an all-you-can-eat buffet of entertainment for less than a night out. Get unlimited access to binge-worthy series, movies, kids shows, and every Premier League match. Stream or download on your phone or laptop. Binge anytime, anywhere. And with packages starting from just 70 kwacha, entertainment has never been this affordable. Sign up now at showmax.com. Stream everything you love and stay ahead of the game. T's and C's apply.
Experience history come alive in the thrilling second season of Shaka Ilembe. The kingdom is growing and the empire is rising. As Shaka transforms from king to emperor, it airs every Sunday on Zambezi Magic at 21 hours on DSTV channel 162 and GoTV channel 3. Don't miss a single moment of this epic African story. Stay connected to DSTV Compact or GoTV Super and download the DSTV and GoTV Stream apps to stream Shaka Ilembe Season 2.